That's Cole right now with Bobby Rossi, hour number two. Just a reminder, coming up at 7 o'clock in a couple hours, Andrew and I will, Andrew McKay will come back in the studio here, and we'll be doing a full election night coverage for you. Local, statewide, and national election results. I mean, we might not have a whole lot to talk about locally. Maybe not even a whole lot statewide. Just depends on how the early voting comes in. But nationally, there'll definitely be a lot of conversation going on as well. So either way, we'll give you all the election results as well as the ballot initiatives and things going on in different states. Speaking of which, I want to talk about the states that are voting on legalizing recreational marijuana, as well as states that are going to be changing up their abortion votes and the laws in their states. But I also got to share with you a state that is having a possible secession vote today. Oh, yeah. But first, top three stories. Tabulation problems reported in Maricopa County, Arizona, have been identified, and they believe they've fixed the issue. It was due to a printer issue. President Biden avoids the public on Election Day. No Election Day appearances anywhere. But he did tape a radio interview, and I guess he wrapped it all up before noon today. And finally, the Powerball has been won. The winning ticket, $2.04 billion, purchased in California. Oh, okay. By somebody from Pensacola. Just kidding. That seems like what it's like. People from Pensacola win all the time. But $2.4 billion winning ticket. One person won $2.4 billion? What's the payout on that sucker? It's got to be over $1 billion still for the payout. Like if you do a one lump sum, I don't know how that works, but that's crazy. If you took the monthly on $2.4 billion, if one person won $2.4 billion, $2.04 billion, excuse me, one person won one ticket, won the whole lump sum amount, they'd be on the billionaires list tomorrow. That's wow. It's crazy. All right, those are your top three stories. You know what? Let me get into this one. I want to get into the Oregon. Couple of counties in Oregon, in Eastern Oregon, are voting to secede from the state of Oregon and join the state of Idaho. Yep. There's Morrow and Wheeler County. If you happen to be from Oregon area, you know those areas. I don't know them, but they have it on their ballot, a ballot measure. So they're leaving it up to the people to vote on leaving the state of Oregon. Now, here's the thing. The thing is, nine other counties since 2020 have already voted to join Idaho. So this, if both of these counties vote yes, that they want to secede and join Idaho, that would be 11 counties in Oregon that are saying they want to leave. They want to join Idaho. At this point, when you have that many counties who've already voted and now two more that are voting on it, I mean, you could almost have an Eastern Oregon. Right? Oregon and East Oregon. Like, wow. What's the reason for this? Different views of crime, the Second Amendment, abortion, taxes, and minimum wage. Different views from what? Different views from the western part of the state. So I was like, oh, okay. Yep, there you go. I thought that was... Like, you hear about things like all the time, like states, like, I'm going to secede, we're going to do this. But these are actual counties who have already, nine of them have already voted for it. Two more are doing it today. I don't know what the process of that is for them to actually do this, but those 11 counties make up the majority of the state. It's like, oh my goodness, the majority of the state is like, yeah, we're done with you. Now, I've lived in places like Illinois, where basically Chicago is extremely liberal and the rest of the state's not. And the rest of the state's like, we're being controlled by Chicago. And there's been talk about like basically southern Southern Illinois, south of I-80, but never like vote. Like Oregon's actually voting on, they voted on it since 2020. Not vote, like nine counties have already voted on it and voted yes that they want to secede. Two more are doing so. And one more is putting on the ballot for next next election. Holy smokes. Okay. It's very bizarre to me. I guess one of the things that's bizarre to me is why join Idaho? Why not just become your own little state if you're going to do it? But then, of course, I guess you need, I guess that's why. Because for them to create their own state, they would need congressional approval. They needed the vote of all the states and all sorts of stuff. But if they could just join Idaho, then maybe it'd be an easier process and they could just do it. Wow, pretty bizarre right there. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Got a couple of comments here. In California, if somebody took the lump sum of $2.04 billion, it would probably be at $500,000 left over. So instead of $2.04 billion after California taxes, $500,000 is all you got left. No, that's not true, though. Yeah, here's another one. Says, after California gets their cut, you'd be lucky to buy a Coke afterwards. Yeah, right? Just about that. No, the actual amount would be $997.6 million. You wouldn't be a billionaire. Oh, the tragedy of the situation. To take home the $2 billion sum, the winner would need to select annuity payments over 29 years. Okay, so they're not going to let you take the lump sum then. Is that what it is?
I think you can choose. Do you want the lump sum or do you want the whole thing? But over 29
got you.
Years.
Yes. If you want the lump sum, you're not going to be a billionaire. Yeah. You're going to be a measly 997 millionaire. Oh,
barely rich.
Exactly. Not going to be in the, what is it, the 3-comma club? I think is the thing they call the 3-comma club or something like that. Yeah. Oh, man. You don't want to be that. $997 million. You'd end up having to work for another 20 years and just let that money grow in order to become a billionaire. So that's not worth it. Yeah. Think it would be worth it. Sheesh Louise. That's unfathomable. I guess I just never thought one person would win that amount of money. That's unfathomable. That's, you immediately become one of the richest people in the world.
Well, really, their life, like, no matter what, is completely changed.
Yeah. Whether you take 997 or 29 annuity payments. What's 2 billion. Okay. What's 2 billion divided by 29? I can't do that kind of math in my head. Oy vey. Yeah, I'd like to see about that one. Text here. How about Pensacola becoming part of Alabama? You're going to make a lot of people angry. I mean, they already call this like, you know, this is already called like part of lower Alabama, but I don't know anybody around here who wants to be part of Alabama. If anything, I know when I first came down here and I first went to Gulf Shores, Orange Beach for the first time, I was like, all right, something's up here. This is not Alabama. This is Florida. If anything, Baldwin County just needs to be part of Florida. So yeah, because I don't think we want to be part of Alabama. That's just weird. All right, what do you got? You got some numbers for us?
Like rounded up, it's about $70 million a year.
No, $70 million a month. 29 payments. So 29 payments is 29 monthly. Yeah, you're right. 29 because you get a payment per year for 29 years.
Yeah.
That's right, yeah. So $70 million a year. Oh, I don't even know if you could afford a house on that. Your mortgage. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. Yeah. The current Powerball winnings would amount to the change you would find in Elon Musk's couch. Yeah, right? I mean, yeah, that dude's
He live in California? Maybe he won.
Oh.
That would just be
Wouldn't
so
that be
rude.
Crazy? That would be, yeah, that would not be nice. That would bother me, actually. Yeah. What if it's a millionaire who bought this ticket already? And then they just became a billionaire.
Like the Kardashians were like, this would be fun.
Yeah. Let's go get this. And you're like, what?
Imagine.
You didn't need this. And they're like, we just did it for fun. Just thought it'd be cool. All right. Yeah. What if Nancy Pelosi won it or Governor Gavin Newsom won it? Yeah, well, that would be Wouldn't that be it? Because Nancy Pelosi's like pretty close to a billionaire. I think she's the richest person in Congress. Gavin Newsom, another multimillionaire. Yeah, that would be infuriating. The fact with some actor or actress, yeah. Tom Cruise is just like, I just thought I'd buy a ticket. Didn't think it was, you know, everybody else is doing it. I thought I'd do it too. All right, it's Pensacola right now.
Stars, they're just like us.
Yeah, exactly. They're just like us, just super rich, that's all. All right, what is, did we hit traffic? We didn't do traffic yet. Well, all right, we better hit some traffic.
Well, we do have some traffic on our road, and this traffic report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. We have an accident on Airport Boulevard. This is going to be right near College Parkway. Seeing slowdowns in both directions, right near Walk-On Sports. So keep that in mind. Heavy traffic leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace on Highway 90, as well as on 98, leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point. See something else on the roads? Give me a traffic tip at 850-262-6111. Traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That's 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I got a text here. Well, Bobby, rich people need money too. Yeah. Bobby, you sound like you're discriminating against rich people. You got a problem with rich people buying lottery tickets and winning $2 billion off the lottery ticket? Yes, I do, actually. It should be banned. They have to give it up immediately in like a real lottery. Like you put a bunch of tickets in the name, like a bunch of names in there of all people in your community who are on welfare. And it has to, and then you just draw a name out. Like if it's a rich person who won this ticket, just take everybody in their community who is on food stamps and put their name in a drawing and just pull out of the hat. How's that sound? No?
You could pick 29 people and give them each $70 million a year.
There you go.
Or each year pick a new person.
Each year pick a new person. Yeah, that would work. Holy wow. That's a lot of money. It's a sick amount of money. So I got sidetracked with the whole Oregon seceding from, counties seceding from Oregon to create greater Idaho. I did want to hit this. I'll just hit it real fast. The states that are looking to legalize recreational marijuana. Now, if you listen here to Pensacola right now, me, Bobby Rossi, you know, I often say it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when marijuana will be completely legal like alcohol is nationwide. There's more states right now where alcohol is completely legal recreationally, like alcohol is, than states where you can't even get it for medical purposes. Like, that's how much of a transition has happened already. So here's the states that are looking to vote on recreational marijuana. Arkansas, Maryland, Missouri, North Dakota, South Dakota. There you go. That's the list. Out of that list, it looks like Maryland probably has the greatest chance of having it get passed. But you never know. The states that are looking to deal with abortion laws, where'd it go? California, Kentucky, Michigan, Montana, and Vermont. They all have ballot initiatives that basically deciding the future of abortion in their states. And as you can tell, like California, Michigan, these are not ones that are going to restrict abortion further. It's the opposite in those states. They're trying to expand abortion rights further. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If I won, I would take the payments to make sure no one would off me for 29 years and $70 million security payments. Yeah. And yeah, moon is awesome right now. The moon was beautiful yesterday. I actually went out in the commercial break. I'm going out in commercial breaks right now. Go check it out. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. I was like, there's no moon out there. It's an orange sky in the west. It looks beautiful. But then I realized there was a big tree blocking my view. So I could kind of see it through the tree just a little bit. It's kind of orangey moon. It's supposed to be a blood moon again tonight. I know it was this early this morning was a blood moon because we had a lunar eclipse last night, like early on in the morning, like 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning. But I don't think we still had that going on today. But, I don't know. It is a pretty nice little sunset, though. I don't like it being dark this early. Like, I actually kind of, like, pisses me off. Like, I walked outside and was like, daggummit!
I didn't realize till yesterday at like 4 o'clock, I said a traffic update and I said afternoon. After I looked behind me, I'm like, it looks like it's midnight.
Like, yeah, exactly. Yep.
I thought it was light out.
I like daylight savings because I don't like it being dark this early. I mean, don't like it. It makes me tired. It's like, oh, it's tired. Time to go to sleep. Oh, wait, I got an hour and a half left of the show. Oh, plus tonight, of course, got another 3 hours after that of election night covered. So let's go ahead and get a traffic update. Traffic on the fives.
This traffic update is brought to you by Whitetail Properties. I-10, I-110 checking in clear. Really not seeing any major slowdowns. We are seeing some slowdowns on Highway 90, leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace, as well as an accident. Airport Boulevard at near College Parkway is slow moving in both directions. See something else? Give me a call at 850-2626-111. This traffic report presented by Whitetail Properties, real estate specializing in hunting and recreational properties. Make sure to visit Todd Edwards, an experienced land specialist at whitetailproperties.com. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Got a text here. Says it is going to be a blood moon tonight, so thank you very much for that. Text here, yeah, I lived in Alaska for 11 years, and it was only about an hour and a half of sunlight around this time of year. Ooh, that would be just so depressing for me. I would need one of those. They had like those lights that emit like UV or something like that. I would. Oh yeah. I like it bright. I like the sun. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending stories this hour. Well, polls have closed in big parts of Indiana and Kentucky. Kentucky voters, of course, deciding on a anti-abortion constitutional amendment there. That would mean a near-total abortion ban. Also in Kentucky, Senator Rand Paul running for re-election against Charles Booker. Rand Paul, the strong favorite there. The next polls that'll be closing are Georgia and here in Florida. The man accused of throwing an alcoholic beverage at Senator Ted Cruz during the Houston Astros World Series parade, now out of jail on bond. The suspect allegedly threw two unopened cans of beer as his float was traveling down the street. What a waste of beer. It's horrible. Of course, the senator was not injured. He was charged with the suspect, charged with aggravated assault in that case. And, you know, I heard you talking about the Powerball drawing. Boy, what a strange set of circumstances with that, wasn't it? Of course, the drawing last night delayed. Yeah. And they said technical and security protocol issues and all of that. Then the numbers drawn this morning, and it wasn't my ticket that won. That's the worst part. The
craziness. Yeah. What? I mean, seriously, what would you do with $1 billion? You become a billionaire overnight. What do you do with it?
Ooh.
I have no idea. I don't even know where to begin. It's just like, okay, I guess I'll pay my bills now.
Yeah, I wouldn't even know. I wouldn't know where to start.
I would definitely need some counsel. Like, what do I do?
I mean, can you even go to a bank and deposit $1 billion? How does that work?
Yeah, exactly. No, banks don't take billions of dollars. Are you kidding me? They're like, are you trying to buy us out? No, I don't know. It's like, but seriously, it'd be like, yeah, well, I mean, I guess the first thing I'll do is I'll go ahead and pay my, you know, my late bills. Guess I'll pay that credit card after all. Then after that, it's like, now what? I'd have a vehicle. I guess maybe get some new tires. I don't
know. There you go. Tires. You know how to spend the jackpot.
Exactly. All right. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. I'd probably get another motorcycle right off the bat. That'd be the first purchase. New motorcycle.
Now that's a good idea.
Yeah. I get Indian. I love the Indian motorcycles.
Oh, yes. Indians are great.
Out of my price range, but now wouldn't it be?
No. You could buy one for David, too.
That's right. We'll go riding together.
Yeah. I'd be like, how much is it? I'll get three of them. All right. Let's call right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, Border Patrol weighing in on the election, trying to give you some guidance on what they would like you to do for this election. I'll tell you what it is next. Border Patrol is the Border Patrol Union is urging voters to vote for pro-border defense candidates on this election. As you know, we've had 2 years in a row of a record number of border encounters at the border and a record number of people who've been let into the country who did not show up for their hearings.